And now, ITAMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing and Information Services.
Hi, I'm Melissa Barrientos-Whitfield, Communications Specialist. The full range of Texas A&M International University activities and offerings is now available in a new online calendar that can link to your personal calendar or send you a text or email reminder, all to help make sure that you're not late for that date. At TAMU is the university's new online events calendar that's designed to help the university and community at large to fully engage in the life of the university. We have truly remarkable art and cultural activities and special activities at the university. From lectures by prize-winning authors and dazzling music performances to special art exhibits, discussions about the world of international business, concerts by the Laredo Philharmonic Orchestra, 11 different sports offerings, and special events such as the Otmus Music Festival this October, said TAMU President Dr. Ray Keck. This new online calendar captures that diversity and makes it much more accessible and immediate for all. Among the array of services at TAMU makes possible are subscribing to an RSS feed, having an event reminder sent to requesters or others by email or text, adding events to your calendar, viewing of specific calendars or types of events, filtering for events, and reviewing related offerings within a future series of events. To access at TAMU, visit tamu.edu and click on at TAMU on the left side of the page or bookmark the direct link at tamu.edu/calendar. The TAMU Fall 2009 Fine Arts Season kicks off with an exhibit featuring detailed ink drawings and sculptures by Brian Rowe. The exhibit opens with a reception Thursday, September 10th from 5 to 7:30 p.m. in the TAMU Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Gallery. This event is free and open to the public, but some of the art is for mature audiences only. My interests are in the human condition. The works are symbolic representations of the world in which we live and interact. The paradoxical detachment is relative to the highly charged content, writes Rowe in his artist statement. Rowe teaches art at Texas State University in San Marcos, Texas. Gallery hours are Monday through Thursday, 12 to 5 p.m. and by appointment. For more information, contact Alma Hartline, TAMU Associate Professor of Art at almah@tamu.edu or call 956-326-3041. Also coming up is the TAMU International Chamber Music Festival. This year, it will honor the memory of the September 11th tragedy heroes and their families. The festival is scheduled for Friday, September 11th at 7 p.m. in the TAMU Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Recital Hall. Admission is free and open to the public. This concert will be in special memory of the heroes and their families, explained Dr. Yumei Huang, festival founder and coordinator. From solo organ, woodwind duet, three different sets of trios, and our jazz band, we will have several different interesting sets in both classical and jazz music, continued Dr. Huang. The festival features performances by TAMU faculty members and guest artists, with a special performance by Dr. Ray Keck, TAMU president, on the Sharkey Corrigan organ. For more information, contact Huang at 956-326-2664 or email yhuang@tamu.edu. And on Sunday, you can spend your afternoon listening to a performance by one of America's best organists, Paul Jacobs. He will perform at the TAMU Center for the Fine and Performing Arts Recital Hall on Sunday, September 13th at 4 p.m. This concert is free and open to the public. Charles Keg, owner of Keg Pipe Organ Builders, which built TAMU's Sharkey Corrigan organ, is sponsoring the event. Called a brilliant young organist and evangelist for the instrument by the New York Times and best organist by New York Magazine, Jacobs made musical history when he was 23 years old. On the 250th anniversary of the death of J.S. Bach in 2000, Jacobs played the composer's complete organ music in an 18-hour nonstop marathon in Pittsburgh. The program for this performance includes works by Robert Schumann, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Leo Sowerby, and Franz Liszt. A highly sought-after organist, Jacobs began studying the piano at age 6 and the organ at age 13. When he was 15, he was appointed head organist of a parish of 3,500 families in his hometown, Washington, Pennsylvania. In 2003, he was invited to join the faculty of the Juilliard School, and the following year, he was named chairman of the organ department, one of the youngest faculty appointments in Juilliard's history. For a recorded listing of upcoming arts events, call 956-326-ARTS. For an online calendar, click on at TAMU, the new TAMU events calendar at tamu.edu/calendar.
You've been listening to ITAMEU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing, and Information Services. For more information, email prmis@tameu.edu or click on www.tameu.edu. Thanks for listening.